So do you ever wonder what other people have been doing in their feeds? What are they seeing in their feeds? I mean, the algorithm, it means we only see the same things. What are other people seeing? Now is your opportunity to take a sneak peek. It's time for My Feed. And in the hot seat today is Lisa Leong. She's a broadcaster and the host of This Working Life here on RN. She's also a CEO of a legal innovation consultancy, so clearly a very accomplished human being. Hello and welcome.
Hello. My feed is very odd when you put it like that. Legal innovation.
Legal innovation. There needs to be a bit of legal innovation, let's be honest though.
Yes, but we're kicking and screaming, to be honest. So I was a lawyer, now I'm a reformed lawyer, but I help lawyers think about what happens with these changes. And so my feed is all about the struggle, to be honest.
The struggle to change.
Yes, and to get our heads around if robotics and artificial intelligence are doing all the analytical stuff that lawyers do, because lawyers are very much into analytical things, then what's left for lawyers?
Oh, it's a sad story for lawyers. Well, let's get to your first item. This might actually be a first on this segment, because your favourite social media platform is LinkedIn, which is absolutely a world first. Why would you possibly like that?
I am a person who reads nonfiction before I go to bed, so I'm just going to set the scene.
Yeah, okay.
Me as
it
a
does
person.
Explain quite a bit.
Yeah, and so I have struggled with to find myself in social media, and I love LinkedIn because I love reading about business issues, and I love the fact that you have these mini articles, and I don't feel like it's too overwhelming. I find a bit of Facebook and Instagram way too overwhelming, so I do love LinkedIn, and I'm proud to be the first.
No, I'm glad you are too, because I'm actually kind of bored by, you know, everyone's sort of Twitter feed, to be honest. So thank you. You've liberated me as well. So what does your LinkedIn social media feed look like? Like, what's taking up most of the space?
So of course your feed is determined by the people you're connected to. And I know a lot of lawyers.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I love lawyers. Yeah. So much fun.
Someone has to love them.
So it may, some may say that my feed is a bit dry. I don't think so.
No.
And the people who I'm linked in with, not only are lawyers, but as I said, they're in this area of how do we make legal services better? How do we make it more accessible, client focused? And so there's this beautiful mix between the analytical nature of lawyers and them trying to discuss things like creativity and innovation.
How important is LinkedIn these days to getting a job? And I ask this because I actually was attacked recently on Twitter on another platform for not having a LinkedIn. The person suggested I don't take myself seriously. Sorry, I'm laughing as I say it because I don't have a LinkedIn.
Like, yeah, well, I'm judging.
Does she
you.
Take herself yeah. seriously? She doesn't even have a LinkedIn.
I am judging you right now, I must say.
So I should get one.
Look. Well.
So I was like, I don't know. Do I have to sign up to another thing?
I don't think that everyone needs a LinkedIn, but certainly in business, so I'm a business person, I believe that it's a really useful tool because when I'm meeting someone, I will check their LinkedIn to find out a little bit about their background, the things that we might have in common, and also their interests, because I can see their background and the things that they post about. I find it incredibly useful, although
I'd just say look at my Twitter feed.
Yeah, but remember, I find that overwhelming.
Okay, all right. So to help people like you.
And also profile photos. I find it interesting that LinkedIn profile photos are generally about 10 years old. So it's quite entertaining to meet someone for the first time and think, oh, this is not the person I thought I was meeting.
Yeah. Gee, you aged overnight.
That's
well,
right.
Perhaps not.
A bit more grey hair. Because I'm really tiny as a person, and my LinkedIn, of course, doesn't tell you what my height is. People are surprised when they meet me and they say, you are a very small human being. Mm. So that's my problem, though.
Does that annoy you when people say that? Because people say that to me and I just, you know, have to sort of repress myself from hurting them.
I own it. I go, I'm the diminutive disruptor. So that is my handle on Twitter when I use it. And yeah, I just sort of go, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, good on you. You can size someone up. What a skill. All right, this week on This Working Life, you've been hearing about very bad job interviews. Give me some examples.
When somebody asks you for your star sign and you say Pisces and they say, I'm sorry, we're looking for Geminis.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. And even though I am a Gemini, okay, so I can kind of understand why you want to only
have
Gemini.
Like in a professional outfit?
In a professional outfit.
Really?
I've got another one. Here's worse. A dance-off for a hospitality job. So they made them group dance YMCA and they tapped them on the shoulder when they weren't doing well and said, you don't go to the next stage.
I'm still stuck on the Pisces myself, but that is because I'd win a dance off. So I feel comfortable in that space. But the wow. And yeah. These things, hello, put your legal hat on, which I believe is always on. I can tell it's always on.
Yeah, it's always on.
Are these things legal? Can you really say I'm looking for a Aquarian, which is what I am?
Yeah, so there's a sort of a spectrum of things. The third one was basically saying, oh, you're a young female, so at some point you're going to have a baby. Now, that is definitely illegal.
That's illegal.
I think with the Pisces and Gemini, it's probably not ideal, could be illegal.
Not ideal.
And then there's also indirect ones like ageism. So we had Virgin Atlantic who got everyone to wear monkey outfits and sort of dance down the aisle because they're wacky, right?
Oh, so wacky.
Wacky. But what they found out is that it was actually discrimination on the basis of age because nobody of a certain age was getting through these interviews. So indirectly?
Yes, because, you have to have certain abilities.
That's right. Although I'm 47 and I would do a monkey outfit, I probably would do that.
Oh, look, I'm getting on and I could do a
In fact, I'm wearing
outfit.
One now. Yeah. No, I'm not.
So what's your advice to those about to participate in a job interview? I mean, you know, mainly the interviewee I'm more interested in, but also the interviewer.
Okay, so the hot tip that we got from our panel in the interviews was to absolutely know where you draw the line and to be confident that this is a two-way thing, because think about it, do you actually want to work for an organisation that makes you feel uncomfortable, asks you silly questions that have no relevance to the job in question, and be brave about that? And you could either call it with curiosity, just saying, look, I'm really curious about why that's relevant for this job. Or you could say, look, I'm not comfortable. I think this is illegal and, you know, I'm pulling out. And just because otherwise you're going into a job which you probably will leave after a while anyway.
But if you do that, you're probably not going to get the job too, right?
You are not going to get that job, but do you want it? I think that was the question, right?
Don't want that job.
It's hard to say. I mean, I think it's easier to say with hindsight, isn't it? Mm. Because sometimes when you want the job, you know, you want the job.
Yeah, and sometimes you really need a job.
Yeah. Right? Have you had a bad interview?
I've had nothing like that. Nothing that compares to that. So not a good enough story to even put on the record because no one has ever asked me my star sign.
So
pregnancy issues, I reckon not all would be too much of a claim, but I think women have definitely been sussed out for that, and I have been. Like, I think being sussed out about, you know, what's your reproductive plans?
Yeah, just asking you about the future.
I reckon that's a common
theme. You married? Yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, again, you're like...
Dodgy.
Dodgy.
I've been asked, what type of animal do you think you would be?
Oh.
Yeah, and that definitely wasn't relevant to my
How did you answer
job.
It then? Did you answer?
Well, so what went into my head was something like a joke like, oh, I'm a lion because I'm obviously fierce and massive because I'm so tiny. And then I might have just said rat because I'm something small. I'm not sure that I got that job.
Yeah,
I don't know
if you'd be, employing rats. Dog, because I'm so loyal to the company, but then you're not very interesting, are you?
So no. You could have helped me with this. Yeah. I was flummoxed.
All right, let's go to Instagram. Now, you've recently...
Joined
the Instagram community where most people appear to put pictures of themselves posing at every moment. It's quite something, or food pictures.
Yeah, and Instagram, look, I really had not... gone on for a long time, but then I noticed that all your friends go on and you think you're missing out.
That's what happened to me too.
So I asked someone to show me how to, you know, find my way around it. And the only use I have found for it so far is to put pictures of my Labradoodle puppy up.
Yes.
Buttons. And it's a
buttons,
hit. Buttons
a
is a
name.
Hit because that is the appropriate use of Instagram in my eyes. So. Yeah.
Tell me more about your Labradoodle puppy. I'm in the market for a puppy at the moment.
So I was never a dog person.
Oh,
and
same.
Hubby and daughter were working on me for years, and we get this Labradoodle puppy and he's nuts. Buttons is nuts. But over time, I reckon I've become a dog person. So I'm in for cuddles. I'll always go searching. And we've got a very special relationship where I'm the tummy rub specialist.
Really?
And I have a song. Can I sing my song?
Please.
It goes, tummy rub, tummy rub, tummy rub, tummy rub, tummy rub, tummy rub. And he just loves it. Buttons
really?
Loves it. So I think I'm a dog person now.
I think you are a dog person. Yeah. I'm transitioning at the moment. That's why I was interested.
Do you want to borrow my song? You can.
I don't think anyone could do that song like you have. So I feel like being a plagiarist there is nuts.
That's okay. I can teach you too.
All right. So I get it. Your Labradoodle's like hot on the internet now. Hey, Lisa, you have been an absolute pleasure to have on RN Drive. Thanks for coming in.
Sorry, my feed is so sad.
I think it's the opposite, actually. I'm going to plagiarise your life. Lisa Leong is a broadcaster and the host of the ABC podcast This Working Life. And this is RN Drive.